Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today, on Climate and Community, we are venturing west to Franklin County to speak with two members of the Franklin County Hub of the Sunrise Movement. The Sunrise Movement was founded in 2017 as a self-proclaimed climate revolution. The primary goal of this youth-led movement? Elect governmental officials who are serious about climate change and see taking stringent action to transition towards renewable energy as essential. Since its initial founding, the movement has spread throughout the country with more than 100 hubs, working to galvanize support for environmental justice and a decarbonized future. I reached out to the Franklin County Sunrise Movement Hub to learn more about their work and experience as part of the movement.
Hi, my name's Maya.
Hi, my name's Phoebe.
I met with Maya and Phoebe to learn more about what inspired the creation of the hub.
The organization was created by a young person called Corinne Cullenberg, who was just out of high school. There wasn't really an avenue for climate activism for young people in our community at that point. And Sunrise was an already established organization that could teach her how to get started.
According to a study conducted by the Pew Research Center in 2021, a third of Gen Z adults in the U.S. donated to an organization committed to addressing the climate crisis, volunteered at a local event, contacted their representatives, or attended a protest in the span of a year to engage in the climate movement. This study also highlighted that younger Americans are expressing more concern about this issue than older generations. I asked Maya and Phoebe what led them to get involved.
Sunrise was the first climate organizing that I did. I wanted to do something that was community-oriented and also do something important.
Climate and activism had been a part of my life for a long time. My dad was the sustainability coordinator at UMF, so that definitely brought the topics home from a young age, but Sunrise was definitely an avenue to keep going.
Sunrise Movement functions as a network of local grassroots organizing to form a powerful synchronized effort. While the Franklin County Hub is part of this equation, it also responds to specific local and regional issues. Phoebe and Maya recognize that when you zoom out to the national scale, the movement's efforts as a whole look different from the work they do locally.
Sunrise National is definitely a pretty fierce political force. We're a very small hub, so we're very localized, but Sunrise as a whole is definitely a machine. They have a core group of organizers that are particularly active, helping to nominate certain candidates, getting people mobilized, and really focusing on building the movement and collaborating with other groups to really make a change.
Like Maya said, we are currently very small, so we don't really have the infrastructure for political organizing, but we have been doing a lot of community-based work, outreach, education. We've done a nature scavenger hunt where we made a list of things that you could go right outside your door and find here in Franklin County and how those things are and will be affected by climate change. We've been giving it out to teachers and childcare providers. We've also been doing a mending day at our local library in Farmington, where we provide some basic sewing supplies and people bring in their clothes that they need to mend, and then we teach them how to do it and give them some supplies to do it.
When asked about their biggest challenges as a hub, their response was clear. It's hard to find folks who are willing to commit to the cause and sustain their engagement.
It's going to be most of our priority for the next little bit is trying to get more people engaged and consistently engaged.
Yet ultimately, Maya and Phoebe agree that community lies at the heart of why people stay in this work.
And I think if you stick with the same group of people in finding that flow, when things get rough or you have to adapt, it builds pretty strong bonds with people. I've definitely felt that when we've had to totally reshape and really rely on each other, problem solve. I think organizing makes really interesting and unique bonds.
Next week on Climate and Community, we will continue the conversation with Franklin County Sunrise Movement to hear the strategies the group uses to make their message ring true for Mainers.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.